May 15, 2026. This Fortnite's edition of Accessibility Tidbits shines a spotlight on the power of visibility, advocacy, and belonging. From campaigns raising awareness around invisible disabilities to calls for greater political inclusion, accessible tourism, and equal access to community spaces, these stories remind us that accessibility is never just about infrastructure. It's about dignity, participation, and being seen. We're also celebrating bold, creative voices, including comedians, artists, advocates, and changemakers, challenging perceptions and reshaping conversations around disability worldwide. Also in this issue, edu experts urge CUET to fill the gap, help girl with rare disability achieve dreams. Disability Sports Australia unveils National Play Well Participation Plan 2026 to 2029, putting Saudis on the spot for women's disability rights in the kafala system. Fundraising concert raises more than $135,000 for people with developmental disabilities. Actress and former Paralympian wants to inspire youth with disabilities through a new TV show made in Regina. Let's dive in. Happy reading. Tracy Emin lends her voice to London Underground's campaign for invisible disabilities. Artist Tracy Emin is lending her voice to a powerful accessibility campaign across Transport for London, reminding passengers that disability is not always visible. Living with a stoma after cancer surgery, Emin is helping shine a spotlight on the everyday realities faced by people with non-visible disabilities, and how a simple act, like offering a seat, can make all the difference. Everyone can enjoy being in the Palm Beaches. The Palm Beaches make everyday experiences easier for people of all abilities. For deaf people, clear signage, visual cues, and simple ways to communicate help remove uncertainty, making it easier to get around and take part in what is happening. Many experiences are designed to be visually engaging, so you can stay connected without missing key moments. The result is a place where you can move with confidence, settle in quickly, and focus on enjoying your surroundings rather than navigating barriers. The Gulf Trust launches campaign to expose hidden cost of disability. The Gulf Trust is teeing up a powerful challenge to spotlight the hidden financial cost of disability. Through its new 1402 campaign, eight golfers will tackle 1,402 holes in 4 days at Norway's stunning Lofoten Links, representing the average extra annual costs faced by disabled households. The campaign aims to raise funds, challenge outdated perceptions, and push for a more inclusive future in sport and recreation. Alex Mitchell on comedy, disability, and why he won't be labeled inspirational. Comedian Alex Mitchell is challenging outdated ideas about disability, one punchline at a time. Living with autism and functional neurological disorder, FND, Alex says he doesn't want to be seen as inspirational simply for existing, just for being a comedian doing what he loves. His story is a powerful reminder that disabled people deserve the full spectrum of human experience, not just labels. Murdoch University promises improvements after viral video shows issues with wheelchair access. A viral video from former Murdoch University, Australia student Mia Day is shining a harsh spotlight on campus accessibility barriers after stair lifts were removed in 2023. Forced to navigate steep hills, cobblestones, and car parks in her wheelchair, Mia says years of advocacy were ignored, sparking renewed calls for universities to stop treating accessibility as an afterthought. Food, entertainment, and leisure at Ario Town Clubhouse, and it's accessible. Art Deco-style Italian restaurant in Lansing, Michigan, featuring pasta, pizza, and appetizers, with a full cocktail beer and wine bar, on-site pool hall, and dueling pianos. A beautiful additional 3,000-square-foot event space available for rentals for any occasion and located on the upper floor, accessible by stairs or elevator. Where the shoreline opens, accessible beaches, ocean tourism, and the power of belonging. For millions of travelers with disabilities, the beach has long symbolized exclusion rather than freedom. But from accessible pathways and adaptive water sports to community-led inclusion initiatives, coastlines around the world are beginning to change, proving that accessibility is not just about infrastructure, but about dignity, belonging, and the right for everyone to experience the sea. Global speaker, viral creator, and disability advocate Spencer West holds nothing back with his new book release, Breaking Free. Spencer West is turning inward in his powerful new book, Breaking Free, a raw and deeply personal guide to shedding society's expectations and reclaiming authenticity. Drawing from his experiences as a disabled and queer advocate, West challenges readers to stop living for approval and start building lives that truly fit who they are. City's first ever Learning Disability Arts Festival. Last week, Pivot Fest put creativity, inclusion, and learning disabled voices center stage at its first ever festival at Aspects Portsmouth, Portsmouth, UK. Featuring exhibitions, workshops, performances, and silent discos, the festival showcased powerful stories from artists challenging isolation, celebrating identity, and proving that accessible art spaces don't just welcome people, they empower them. TAF Africa seeks disability inclusion in 2027 elections. Disability advocates in Nigeria are pushing for more than inclusion at the ballot box. They want real political representation. During the launch of the Able to Run electability campaign, leaders called on political parties to support people with disabilities as candidates, not just voters, highlighting the systemic barriers and underrepresentation that continue to shut millions out of leadership opportunities. The Invisible Disability, an Employer's Guide to Mental Health and the ADA. As Mental Health Awareness Month shines a spotlight on workplace well-being, experts are reminding employers that mental health conditions can qualify as disabilities under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. From anxiety and PTSD to autism and depression, workplaces are being urged to rethink accommodations, flexibility, and support, because accessibility includes mental health too. Man with disabilities forced to travel 23 miles to access swimming pool. For Jamie Rigg, swimming is more than exercise, it's freedom. But after accessible hoists at local pools in Scotland repeatedly broke down or were unavailable, the 28-year-old wheelchair user was forced to travel more than 20 miles to access the water. Disability advocates say the story highlights a bigger issue. Accessibility means more than getting through the front door. It means being able to fully participate. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go?